In conclusion, I would just restate that this rule is critically important to family farmers and ranchers. We have a very, very concentrated marketplace in the livestock industry right now, and we need this marketplace to become competitive again. At its core, that's what this rule would do. It would return us really to a position that USDA has held since the beginning of the implementation of the passage of the Packers and Stockyards Act 9 decades ago, where they have always argued to Republicans and Democrat administration alike that harm to competition was not a standard, that folks had to prove that there was some damage to the competitive marketplace for the entire sector if someone was harmed. They simply should have to prove the harm to themselves, not to the marketplace itself. And so it would essentially return us to that pre-2006 interpretation. It would provide for more market access. And it would hopefully provide for more fair treatment and more competitive marketplace with transparency, with, as you've heard, some contract security issues, and bring some of these secret contracts that have too often been a part of a piece of the livestock marketplace out into the open, so that one of the hallmarks of a competitive marketplace is that all of the participants have access to relevant information. That's an important principle that this rule would help to bring back to fruition. And so with that, I would I thank everyone for being a part of it, especially thanks to the producers and to all of you in the media. Thanks for being a part of the press conference.